scam artists have been active in Sulphur Springs and Hopkins County the past few days. Sheriff's Department Chief Criminal Investigator Lewis Tatum warns people to be wary when anyone knocks on their door offering services.
Just in the county, it's also in the city. We've got a subject going around a small white passenger car stating that they are here to check roofs for lightning rods. Now, we had a call yesterday of a resident south on 154 that they'd stopped there. Later on that evening, we got another call that they'd stopped at a residence here in town, close to Walmart's, and contacted the Lieutenant Tanner Crump on patrol to go to the residence. He did, contacted the person that alleged been scammed, and he got it with the investigator Dennis Finley, got to checking, and this person had been taken for quite a bit of money. Pretty serious issue when they start doing this to our elderly people. It's constantly going on. We have all type of scams going on, and we tell people, if you do not contact these people and have them come to your house, do not let them in. Do not talk to them. Contact police, whether it's in the county or city, either one. To further up on that one, on the case on the lightning rods, Investigator Finley got the identifiers of one of the subjects, and through the night last night, he tracked them down into Smith County and got one arrested around 10 p.m. last night. An Eric Lynn Johnson is born in 89, is in custody right now in Smith County. And at this time, Investigator Finley's getting photo lineup to try to get the other two subjects involved, try to get a positive ID on them so we can get them arrested.
Possibility that these guys have been working from Smith County probably all the way up to Hopkins County and maybe beyond.
Correct. Investigator Finley advised me last night that he was in contact with Smith County and investigator that came in with him when they interviewed this subject, and they had been doing a large amount in Smith County also. They just now was moved in up into Hopkins County and Sulphur Springs area, and we, like I said, got on as quick as we could. But we do have one of them in custody, and hopefully we can get the other two.
Okay. What are they basically saying? If you buy this little rod or something, it's supposed to prevent.
Correct. They say they're working for an insurance company, or they are contractors for an insurance company, and it's to do with lightning rods. And they get up on your roof, and they say, "Well, you're in disrepair. Your roof's in bad shape. We need to have your roof fixed. And we're going to spray this stuff on your roof," and charge them so much money. Mm-hmm. They go through a long rigmarole how this is going to help the people out, and they always target the elderly, of course. And you know, we see these from paving scams for driveways to roofing to electric in your attic being bad. We see all these scams, but if you do not call these people to come and help you, if you don't contact a contractor, if they come to your house without you contacting them, it is a scam. Our contact the sheriff's office or the Sulphur Springs PD, either one, and we will come out and make sure who these people are. Call us while they're there so we can come out and check this out.
KSST News.